want to support the show, please go to thegroupquest.com and click on the Audible banner, get yourself a free book, or you can go to patreon.com/thegroupquest. Now, in today's show, we have an Overwatch announcement, Xbox is on sale, and a company will plant a tree for players. But we start today with a little something from BlueNews.com, and it says that after 200 days since demands were announced, a better Ubisoft has not gotten any word from Ubisoft itself. So they did post a thread yesterday on their Twitter, a better Ubisoft on Twitter, and said, our demands remain unchanged. And they're about the same demands as what a better ABK has. So go look up a better Ubisoft on Twitter to find out what that is. And by the way, I have the links up in our Discord under the GQDN show notes, but you have to be a Patreon to see it. Now, we go to DualShockers.com and we find out that Dead by Daylight, the fans of Dead by Daylight are very angry. The reason why is because the stretching part of the video, basically, you guys know what that is. I would believe that option is off, which means now you can't see any further than what a little bit smaller box will show you. So, and that's why people are mad, because they can't see, they can't look around. Understandable, but it is what it is. That's up on DualShockers.com. You can see that whole article right there. Now we go to .esports.com, and Thursday, May 5th, is the date for the Overwatch League to begin. Now, this is up on their Twitter, and they say, mark your calendars, folks. May 5th is almost upon us. Get pumped and check out the opening weekend schedule here. And the schedule says, LA Gladiators versus New York Excelsior. That's one of the matches on the 5th. On the 6th, one of them will be San Francisco Shock versus London Spitfire. On Sunday, you'll see Vancouver Titans versus London Spitfire. Or you have a little Dallas Fuel versus the Washington Justice. You think maybe a little NFL might be in the Overwatch League? Maybe? I don't know. We'll see. On Saturday, May 7th, Seoul Dynasty versus Philadelphia Fusion. Usually a good match. We'll see what happens. And Sunday, only two matches. The Charge versus the LA Valiant. I am not going to try and pronounce the first name. And the Spark versus Seoul Dynasty. Okay? It'll be on YouTube, so look for Play Overwatch. And I think it's just Overwatch League up on YouTube, if my memory is correct. And my memory has been spotty as of late, so be careful with that. Engadget.com said that, Paramount Plus will renew Halo before it even debuts. Now, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because Paramount Plus is not one of the top streaming companies right now. Because right now, it is... I'm not counting Twitch on this one. This is stream to you. Okay, this is TV shows and all that stuff. But right now, I think that's Amazon. I think you go to Peacock, and then it'll be Paramount Plus. Oh, I'm sorry, YouTube TV. I was going to say YouTube Live, but no, it's YouTube TV. Yeah, so I almost forgot about that. Then you go Paramount Plus. So really, that's down on the bottom. It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, get back to the esports scene. And that's my fault. I should have put the two together. I thought I did, but I didn't. Combo Breakers are returning. And right now, they're... isn't really a date, but they have a good list of games, including Tekken 7, Mortal Kombat 11, Soul Calibur, Nintendo All-Star Brawl, Street Fighter, Turtles versus Justice League. Just a lot of different games, and I just named a very few. But you can check that out on esports.gg. Now, this coming to us from GameSpot.com, Xbox Series S is on sale for only $255. And you can check it out at your favorite store. So they took $45 off the price, or roughly $45 off the price. And yeah, it's on sale. So hey, go get it. Go get it if you're an Xbox person and you have not gotten an updated Xbox yet. Now, from Xbox, we go to Nintendo, and Nintendo is saying via Destructoid.com, evergreen titles may be losing luster as the Switch ages. Nintendo President Shintaro Furuka said, and I quote, "Regarding sales trends for evergreen titles, consumers who newly purchase Nintendo Switch hardware often choose to buy an evergreen title as their second or third game. In addition, as Nintendo Switch enters its sixth year, we believe that there will be a decrease in the percentage of the first-time purchases in terms of future demand for hardware compared to what we have seen so far. We expect to see more purchases of multiple systems within the same household, as well as consumers replacing previous Nintendo Switch systems with Nintendo Switch OLED model." And that's what's going to happen. So if the OLED model keeps the original Switch games, then you're going to see a downward trend until there's a Switch 2. We'll see if that happens. And if we do, we'll say it here first. Now, we're going to end it on a positive note, because what IGN is reporting, IGN.com, Sony will plant a tree for everyone hits a specific Horizon Forbidden West trophy. So there's a link in IGN that goes to the Play and Plant program. You complete that, and Sony will make a donation to the Arbor Day Foundation, and they will donate one tree to a forest restoration project for every player who unlocks reached the Daunt trophy in the game. And IGN does give a good picture on how to get to that thing, because give credit to IGN. They do things to help out different organizations like Arbor Day, and they helped us out over at stackup.org. So yeah, go ahead and check them out. Sign up. Look, or you can actually Google the Play and Plant program, and that should take you right to the Sony site. And if you play Forbidden West, plant a tree, we'll get a tree planted for you. Simple as that. That's it. We will see you again tomorrow for more news. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. This has been a Dawn Forge production. Copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. Bye for now.